You need patience to write a poem. I've read that recently. The word patience. I've experienced it yesterday. I went walking and I was distracted. I wasn't really looking at what was around me. I was looking at my smartphone. And the only thing I could remember paying attention to was the light reflecting off water waders in the place where I had essentially composed a poem the other day. But that was all I could remember afterwards, that in that particular place there were sparkling lights in the middle of the day. I didn't expect that. In fact, I tried to take a photograph of the sparkling lights, but I don't think the light was strong enough. Anyway, the photograph doesn't show what I saw. So it bugged me. Well, what bugged me really was what, you know, played in the back of my mind was, I need time. I've got to dwell on at least what I've seen. And I couldn't think of anything else I'd seen that had had an impact on me other than that piece of calm water alongside the river with these water waders on the surface. So I had a go at today, deciding that, look, I can't wait any longer. So I started off on gentle water. Well, I think this is how it began anyway. Along the ambling current, water waders skim. I think there were two or three earlier attempts to get started. I think on gentle water was there from the start. I think, I'm pretty sure it was rushing current at one stage. Until I thought, really, I've seen the river much more rushed than that. It was moving, there was current moving the water in the middle of the river, if you like. And I thought, ambling. Yeah, I was walking, the river was ambling. That's fine, that works. And then I thought, water waders skim. And then I ran into a problem. Because apparently there are birds called waders. And I thought, well, no, these are insects. So what am I going to do? Then I thought, why don't I see if I can get some help from another person who has intelligence? So I went to some artificial intelligence. Yeah, called DeepSeek. And that said, is this accurate? On gentle water along the ambling current, water waders skim. And there was got a big long response. Very interesting. Anyway, I read that and I tried a few more lines. And in the end, this is my own version, but I have to say DeepSeek was a great help. And here's how my final version goes on the still water. On the still water. I added the to make sure it had five syllables in the first line. It could be on still water. Probably be better if it was on still water as opposed to on the still water. And then along an ambling current, along an ambling current. We got still and ambling, everything's going on. And then insect waders skim, not water waders, insect waders skim. And I like that. It gets the word insect into the poem and gets rid of the ambiguity that it could be a bird insect waders skim, and there are a variety of insects that apparently skim on the water surface. So there we are, that's the outcome. While I was eating sausages and bacon and a couple of fried eggs with the recording, no, not the recording, with the Masters Golf on TV in the other room. And that's what I'm going to do now. Settle down and watch the Masters Golf and think about, reflect on the still water along an ambling current, insect waders skimming.
His little thing that he likes to hit. Ooh, he doesn't get the spin either. I thought he'd get something that one.